Not far away, between 2,000 and 3,000 U.S. Marines, along with Iraqi troops, are battling insurgents in the town of Fallujah. That's where four American security contractors were killed and their bodies brutally mutilated last week. Marine commanders have vowed to capture or kill the insurgents that have made the city a flashpoint of resistance to the U.S. occupation. Reporter Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS in San Diego is in Fallujah. He's accompanying troops with the 1st Marine Division.
Today's been a real busy day. Last night, the Marines pushed into the southeastern section of the city through kind of an industrial area with some homes as well. They set up sort of a beachhead here and a big industrial plant. They've set up patrols, and really they've sort of taken over about, I'd say, 15-20% of the city. They are launching very aggressive patrols. They raided a gun-making factory where they found two Sudanese nationals. They also found several other foreign fighters that the Marine commanders here believe may be directing some of the insurgency here. You know, they found some cash with them. At another location, they were taking fire from a mosque in central Fallujah. They cleared the fire and then went in and found AK-47, small web pistols, and ammunition. This was in a mosque. In another area, they found a bomb-making factory. They cleared that and destroyed it.
Is this a methodical operation? Does it appear that they're working through a list of targets?
Exactly. That's what they're doing. They've had intelligence for several weeks. They've got people and places on this list. As I mentioned before, some of these weapons facilities and weapons factories. They're conducting raids in the daytime and the nighttime. Tactically speaking, they're looking to sort of throw the insurgents a little bit off base.
You mentioned the return of gunfire from the mosque. Overall, has there been much resistance?
There have been skirmishes. It's basically the rebels here fire their weapons and run. We just a few minutes ago had an RPG, a rocket-propelled grenade, sort of lobbed or launched over towards our compound. And very ineffective, but a little bit scary. Several of the companies who are out, the weapons companies who are out traveling today, did receive some more heavier fire. Altogether, they believe there was at least 10 Iraqi fighters killed and about 15 captured, and that 15 would include about 2 to 4 foreigners.
The reaction among Fallujah's residents to the Marine operations?
You know, Michelle, it's tough. It's tough to get that right now. I'm a little bit on one side of the fence, so to speak. I did speak with some of the Marines who were out on patrol, and they said a lot of the people on the streets weren't really that friendly. No organized demonstrations yet. Nothing like we saw a week ago.
Eric, what about casualties?
None today. Yesterday was a bad day. There were 4 Marines from the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force killed in a large one of these roadside bombs.
Because you are embedded, Eric, I know that you can't talk about forward operations, but with night now falling on the city, can you tell us anything about how this might evolve over the next 24 hours or next few days?
Well, Colonel Brendan Byrne, who's the commanding officer of 1st Battalion, 5th Marines, which the group I'm traveling with, he told me today that they're going to continue these raids. They've got more targets, more people to capture. This will continue for several days. Then after that phase, that's sort of the second phase of the operation, the third phase is to get more hunks of territory and then turn it over to the Iraqi army and the Civil Defense Corps. Tonight, supposedly, according to the Marine commanders here, we may see some of this new Iraqi army actually take part in some operations. So that would be quite a big deal for the Marines.
Eric, thanks for speaking with us. Stay safe.
Thank you, Michelle.
Eric Kneeler is with member station KPBS, and he's embedded with the 1st Marine Division in Fallujah.